Welcome to the EY.AI podcast series, where we deep dive into GenAI and its impact across various industries. To be specific, we are going to talk about GenAI and its transformative powers for CHROs and how it's going to help CHROs in executive decision making. Hi, I'm your host Ashish. I'm a partner with People Consulting EY India. And with me today are two eminent guests who have extensive experience in GenAI and its capabilities. First up is Dr. Michael Hausman. He's a front runner in GenAI and he has extensive experience in working at the intersection of GenAI and human psychology. Welcome, Dr. Hausman.
Thank you so much for the invitation, Ashish. It's a pleasure to be here.
Really happy to have you here, Dr. Hausman. The second guest with us is Mr. Anurag Malik. He leads People Consulting for EY India. He's been a front runner in technology transformation and has been discussing and advising a lot of CHROs in India and abroad on how to manage change with technology, and now for the last few years, how to manage GenAI in HR. Welcome, Anurag.
Thank you, Ashish. Delighted to be here and privileged to do this podcast along with the thought leader like Mike.
So welcome, Anurag.
Thank you.
Happy to have the both of you over here. First question to you, Mike. How do you think AI is going to reshape the HR as a function and its impact?
Yeah. So I think there are really two ways that AI is going to transform HR. Mm-hmm. The first is largely driven by GenAI, and it's going to be productivity improvements. These tools are productivity game changers, and there's research that shows when you give them to knowledge workers, you allow them to be far more productive, efficient, and to produce higher quality. And so we're going to see hyper-efficient and hyper-productive HR teams because these tools can amplify their powers. And likewise, you're going to see HR taking a role in reskilling and retraining the workforce in order to enable the rest of the company to benefit from these tools. So that's the first way. I think the second way is more around machine learning and its ability to enhance decision-making within the organization. And there's a lot of research out there that shows that humans are really bad decision makers, and we suffer from all sorts of biases. And that's especially true when we're thinking about evaluating employees, when we're thinking about bonuses, when we're thinking about learning and development. And so there's a field called people analytics that's really focused on using these tools to make the right decision around who to hire, around what to pay them, around how to onboard them, around how to mentor them, and ultimately around how and when to separate them. And so I think those are the two ways that I see huge potential for AI to completely transform the HR function.
Fantastic. So according to you, it's efficiency and decision-making. Mm-hmm. Anurag, the same question to you. What do you think and how AI is going to impact and reshape HR?
I think AI is going to have a fundamental impact on the function. I think Mike gave some great examples. Let me focus on the role of the CHRO, you know, the HR leadership, just to add to what Mike's already said. I think AI can have a very significant impact in elevating the role of a CHRO and HR leader, making it more strategic, more data-focused, more future-focused. Been looking at this area, researching it in EY in fair amount of detail, and our belief is that based on today's available technology, I'm not even going into the future, I think there can be 35 to 40% impact in the efficiency of the HR functions in the next 24 to 30 months itself, okay? Mm. So processes like onboarding, hiring, learning, HR operations, HR data centers, the potential impact on productivity is very, very high. And I think it's a great opportunity for HR.
How prepared are the CHROs to be at the center of this change and to drive this change in their organization? So first to you, Anurag, and probably Mike, I'm going to come back to you on the same question.
Thank you for asking that question, Ashish. Number one is what I call the AI literacy that HR leadership has today. Awareness is not a problem, but you know, specific understanding of what's the impact of AI, what's the potential if you look at different HR processes, understanding of areas like ethics, AI governance, AI policies, I think they play a huge role in preparedness and I think conviction and confidence that HR leaders have around taking this forward. Number two is a lot about the HR leaders themselves. I mean, how convinced are they about experimentation. You know, we as EY have been advising HR leaders, actually CXOs across functions, that this is the year of experimentation. We believe that maybe dramatic improvements, visible improvements that AI is going to have on your processes are 12 months away.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
But next 12 months are about implementation, experimenting with AI technologies, running pilots, looking at where is it we're getting value, scaling it up into core HR processes. I think this is the year. And openness of an HR leader to making some of those experimentations, I think it's impacting preparedness a lot.
Very insightful, Anurag. And if I throw the same question to you, Mike, how prepared do you think are CHROs to probably take this role?
Yeah, I would say, and this is informed, I spent the first 5 years of my career building hiring and assessment software,
mm-hmm.
and would sell into a lot of call centers. And frankly, a bunch of those call centers were in India and the Philippines. And back then, 15 years ago, HR wasn't as data savvy as it is now, right? People analytics as a field was very, very early. And so I don't think they understood then the power of data and analytics to help them with productivity enhancement and decision making. Now I think it's a different world where HR, the CHRO, and all of the folks on their team do realize the power of AI and ML, right? Driven in part by things like Moneyball and all this research that's coming out that says, hey, this can allow you to get the most out of your people. And I think what's going to change is back then, I'll be honest, they weren't the most empowered buyers because I think the organization saw it as a cost center and not a revenue center. And I think that's going to change right now because what these tools are going to force organizations to do is reskill and retool and retrain their workforce. And that they're going to want their sales team, their marketing team, everyone to be sprinting and to be leveraging the greatest, the latest and greatest in technology. And HR, we all know, is going to play a huge role. They're going to be center stage in terms of that learning and development effort. And so I think HR is ready. The CHROs I interact with understand this power. And now I think the organization is going to look to them for guidance and leadership around how do we take our organization and retrain them so that they can help us sprint ahead of our competition. So I'm excited to see kind of where that goes. And I think there's no question that the CHRO is going to be center stage.
Super. Just for the viewers, recently we did a boot camp on Gen AI and HR for the top 35 CHROs in the country. And what we heard from them was that most of them were trying to demystify what AI is and its impact and ability to impact human resources as a function. And the second word, Anurag, you mentioned around a roadmap of how do they implement it and bring change in their organization. Yeah, so that resonates with these CHROs. A follow-up question to you, Anurag. What are the specifics for a CHRO and how do they get into the adoption of this Gen AI journey?
It's extremely important to focus on building capabilities. A good adoption journey, a strong adoption journey, has to be supported by a massive capability building effort across levels. You've got to look at employees across functions, across areas, giving them at least what we call a 101 in AI, you know, the building the base level capabilities. You've got to, as HR leadership, focus on certain people across every function or areas of business. We call them translators, people who understand, people who are finance specialists, but with the right amount of AI capability building can become the translators for AI in finance or translators in procurement or translators in HR, etc. And number three is support your leadership team, build capabilities. Because at the end of the day, they're the ones who would really be the sponsors of AIs, who'd really impact, support, guide, motivate AI-related initiatives. So extremely important to build capabilities across your senior most level in the organization. So just some thoughts for...
Great thoughts, Anurag. Mike, what's your take on what are the key points that a CHRO should keep in mind while going ahead with their adoption journey?
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree with Anurag that capability building is a huge component of this. And when companies approach me and ask about their AI roadmap, a lot of what I'll do is explain it's not actually one AI roadmap. It's a few different pieces to it. It's three specifically. One is looking for incremental projects that, as he mentioned, could be 2 to 3 months in length, where you can start to identify low-hanging fruit and get quick wins and kind of start to build those muscles. And a lot of those, frankly, can leverage off-the-shelf tools, put them in the hands of employees, and watch as they increase their productivity, they're able to really sprint. And while you're doing that and showcasing those wins to the organization, you're doing a data journey, because I've never encountered an organization that's approached me where their data was pristine and perfect. It always needs work. So you have to spend time fixing that foundation, right? And building the foundation so that you can then do the third piece, which is more visionary and disruptive projects.
So as I understand, I try to summarize. First, we all now know it's so important to embark on this journey. Got a few pearls of wisdom from the two of you on how to embark on this journey. Brings me to a very important point. And Anurag, this question is to you first. What, according to you, are a few challenges that a CHRO should keep in mind while embarking on this journey?
Lots of those. I'll maybe build on the point on data that Mike so eloquently spoke about. I think there are three aspects to data that one needs to work around. Data integration, data cleanliness, and data privacy. In the AI age, data privacy has become even more important. Okay. So before you embark on an AI journey, employ data, and are you adhering to GDPR laws? Have you been careful about masking data where required, maintaining the right level of privacy? I think it's extremely, extremely important. That's number one. Number two is around checking for bias, checking for if the data that you have, if your underlying data, underlying systems have anywhere a bias, or there are ethical implications that potentially that you can, you'll have to worry about tomorrow. Because if there are any of those biases that sit in how you run, you've traditionally run your hiring, your selection decisions, your promotion decisions, AI can unfortunately accentuate those in the future. So just testing your past data, your past systems for bias, you know, and ensuring that you've cleaned it up is very important. I think the third, and I'll reiterate, is change management.
Mike, your take on this?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything Anurag said. I think on the data side, there's privacy and security. This is sensitive information, and so we have a certain level of expectation around safeguarding that data. Number two is bias. And again, because this is people data, because it impacts compensation decisions, hiring decisions, termination decisions, we have a very high level of scrutiny. We care about it in a way we don't care about, you know, who we're pushing ads to in an online marketplace, right? So we need to be very, very cognizant of that.
Thank you so much, Anurag and Mike, for being with us. Just a quick crux of the conversation that we had today for our viewers. Three, four things that probably I gathered. One is that the CHROs and the HR folks need to demystify what AI is and how it can impact their organization. Number two, create sponsorship within various functions with the MDs of their organization. Number three, focus on capability building across the spectrum of the organization. Number four, keep it human.
Absolutely.
Talk about laws, keep it unbiased, safeguard privacy. Number five, show bias for action. And I was recently reading somewhere on the internet, if it's not catastrophic, it's not a failure. Go for it. Look forward to many more such EY.AI podcast series. Stay tuned with us.